Hello, thank you for contacting ARCH for housing assistance. To help determine the best program for you and your needs, I have a short assessment that I would like to complete with you. Are you homeless and in need of housing assistance, or are you behind on your rent?
I'm homeless.
You're homeless?
Yes.
Okay, we can fill out that assessment for you. And can I have your first and last name? I need you to spell that for me.
J-E-N-N-I-S-E-R.
And that's J-E, I'm sorry, I have to repeat it back to you. That's J-N-E-E-I-C-E-R.
Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-S-E-R.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, if you have me on speaker, I have on a headset, so you have a little echo on you. And what's your last name?
Montgomery.
M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y.
Yes.
And what type of service is requested? Prevention, rehousing, or emergency shelter?
Can I pick all the...
Okay, are you homeless and you need emergency shelter? Do you need assistance with your rent?
I'm homeless with my 5 kids.
Okay, so you need emergency shelter. What is your telephone number, Stan, with the area code?
850-331-8199.
That's 850-331-8199.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an email address that you would like to provide?
LovingMyGirls299@gmail.com.
Spell that out for me, ma'am.
LovingMyGirls.
And that's at?
gmail.com. And after girls is 299.
Okay. After girls is 299.
At gmail.com.
Okay. I have to repeat it back to you. L-O-V as in Victor, I-N-G, M-Y, G-I-R-L-S, 299 at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And will you provide me with your social security number? You don't have to if you feel uncomfortable.
393-049-087.
And that's
393-049-087. Yes, ma'am.
Are you a veteran or a military dependent?
No.
What is your date of birth?
10/10/88.
And that's October 10th, 1988.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your gender?
Female.
What is your primary race?
Caucasian.
Okay. What is your zip code if you have one?
36442.
36442. What city do you live in?
Florella, Alabama.
Spell that for me.
F-L-O-R-A-L-A. Did you get that?
No, ma'am.
F-L-O-R-A-L-A.
F-L-O-R-A-L-A.
Yes, ma'am.
And what county is that located in?
Covington County.
Covington County? Okay. Hold on just 1 second for me. Let me see if they assist in that county. Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. They do provide assistance in that county. What was your last permanent address or your current address?
My last address was 204 Bar Place, Crestview, Florida, 32536.
Now, I heard 204. What's the name of the street?
Bar, B-A-R-R.
Okay. That's 204, B as in boy, A-R-R, S-T-R-E-E-T.
Yes.
And was that in Florala, or what city was that?
Crestview.
C-R-E-S-T-V-I-E-W?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that located in Alabama?
No, Florida.
Okay, Florida. What's the zip code?
32536.
32536. Okay. Next question is, are you homeless? As defined by HUD, sleeping outdoors in a vehicle or a place not meant for human habitation, living with friends or family is not defined as literally homeless. So are you sleeping outside or are you staying with family and friends?
I'm staying with family and friends until I can't.
Okay. Now the next question. What is your current or prior living situation? For example, are you staying or living with a family member's home, or are you renting an apartment? But you state you're staying with family and friends on a temporary basis?
Yes.
Okay. And the next question, what is your current housing status right now during this intake? Homeless? At intimate risk of losing housing, homeless youth, fleeing domestic violence, or stably housed. So that would be at intimate risk of losing housing because you state you're staying with a family member, but you have to leave.
Yes.
Okay. Have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
No.
Have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance, ERA, program?
No.
Okay. Did you receive an eviction notice during the time when there was an eviction moratorium in place?
No. Yes.
Okay. Oh, you received an eviction notice? Okay. Have you experienced a housing crisis as a result of COVID-19?
No.
Okay. Are you the head of household or another member in your family? We're asking just for the people you're applying for assistance for. So are you going to be the head of household?
Yes.
Okay. And how many adults are with you, counting yourself?
Six.
Six adults?
No, one adult and five kids.
Okay, so one adult and five children.
Yes.
Okay, the next question, if you are comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide you with as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine?
No.
Do you have a documented disability?
Yes.
Okay, what is your monthly income?
$841.
Thank you for that information, ma'am. And your case has been submitted, and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions after the assessment, please call 334-273-0668 and select option 2. And our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.